our listeners are sort of a little on the young end. Mm-hmm. They have no idea who Lonnie Anderson is.
Right.
Huh? No, and for you and I, we were like, oh, my God.
Yeah, WKRP in Cincinnati.
It's fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, it's Burt Reynolds' girlfriend. It was
incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah, she looked good, too.
She did a good job, too.
Yeah.
As did you. Now, the website that Tom is working on right now is tomgreen.com. I went over there tonight, and it's a very interesting site. Let me tell them about it.
Oh, really? Oh, you actually checked the site out tonight.
I spent some time, and I noticed you had a blog from this afternoon where you said you'd be on Loveline.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've been talking it up all week. Kind of an exciting time right now, with the internet and stuff, with all the video that's speeding up, and we're kind of taking advantage of it on the site and getting in there, and we've actually just started. There's some technical, it's sort of in an experimental stage right now, Dr. Drew. It's
the site is experimental.
We're basically
you let the user shape it and tell you what they want.
We want the user to help us shape it. I've actually started something called the Deputy Program, where we're trying to find people out there that really like making videos and doing stuff with their computer, funny stuff.
Yeah.
And I've kind of created an outlet for them where people can get their own video blogs on the site. But it's pretty cool because, it's something that I started.
You know what you need? I always hate it when somebody goes, you know what you need to do? Your thing?
Oh, yeah.
But you should be like a contest. You know, Tom Green picks the funniest video, and you'll get to be a part of your talk show. You're going to be a talk show as part of this,
too,
right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You know, wouldn't that be...
Bring him in as a guest, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would really attract a lot of people to the site.
Yeah,
so
no.
Instead of going to E-Bombs World, you go to tomgreen.com.
Yeah, I'll go to E-Bombs World, too. That site's awesome. But, I mean, I've been on that site once. It was
cool. Oh, really?
But they barged up to me once in an elevator somewhere, and we did some cool skit for that. But that's kind of the same world that it is. It's very exciting to me, which is, the fact that everybody now has the ability to sort of broadcast from their house,
which is really interesting. Nobody knows how to harness that.
Yeah, when I was starting out my show on community cable, I just wanted to be able to have an outlet for these goofy videos that I'd make. So I've kind of created a little outlet on my site for people out there who are.
Can you re-air any of your other stuff from other shows? Can you take things when you got on the road that you filmed?
Yeah,
Does Fox own that or something?
There's some old stuff from my old public access show that I have running on this channel now. It's essentially something that you would, when you go to tomgreen.com now, it's a lot different than really most websites that you would really generally go to. As of a couple of days ago, you go to the site and it will just begin playing as if it's a TV channel. And it's basically filled with lots of, just sort of slice of life programming of stuff that's going on in my life and stuff like that.
So. Like you got the rib fractures in there and everything.
Yeah, I almost got killed last time. Another near-death experience.
I was saying, when anybody knows about Tom Green, that's a guy who looks death in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
He stares down death all the time.
Yeah,
we had testicular cancer.
Yeah.
And it's never any pretty kind of death, too. It's always you stare down the worst kinds. Cancer death.
Yeah.
Dashed against the rocks in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I was thrown. I was in Central America, and I went out and I was standing on these rocks, and I thought, I grew up in Ottawa, Canada, so there's no ocean there.
Yeah,
I thought I was in a safe distance back from where the water was hitting, and then this massive wave came along. It flew over these rocks, and it threw me. I was by myself. Ooh. On the beach, too.
Oof.
And it threw me about off this ledge and into this volcanic rock, and I broke a couple of ribs and hit my head, and it was very scary. But, exciting at the same time.
Good times.
Something to talk about on Loveline. So.
All right, should we take some calls?
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
all right, let's do it. This now is Alex. Alex, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Drew. Hey, Tom Green. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Awesome, man. Hey, I loved your shows.
Oh, thanks, man. So, Alex.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
From Denver, Colorado.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's nice, huh?
That's fun, yeah. Very cool. Denver. Skiing? Are you a skier?
Nice. Yeah, I ski.
Okay, cool.
Good times?
I know this is where he's going to spring something on us. The last time I was on the show, I felt myself blushing sometimes.
On Loveline?
Well, because, having to answer some certain little questions about, erectile dysfunction and stuff like that. I've never really sort of...
I'm a leading expert in that topic now.
Yeah.
So, what's up, Alex?
You pansy!
Well, here's the deal. I started dating my girlfriend, who's now my fiance, about 2 years ago. And at the time, she was a stripper. And when we decided to get engaged, she decided to stop stripping. And we picked up another job as an apartment manager and, this and that. But you know, we go to school together and everything, and money's kind of tight. And she just told me the other day that she wants to go back to stripping.
Yeah.
And
well,
that,
what
really,
is,
that I don't
what
have
is
an
she's,
opinion in it.
What is she, oh, she, she's going to do it no matter what you think, right?
More or less. She's, I mean, she's using a lot of ways to justify it, but...
Yeah,
you know,
just got to make some money. It's so hard because it's such easy money, and I can make $800 a night, and this way it takes a month to make $800.
Wait, are you guys married now, you said?
No, not yet. We're getting married this summer.
Oh, okay. Well, just don't get married. That's all. That's the solution.
Because it's funny. What is she studying in school?
She's studying social work to work with children.
Perfect.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, that is good. Every kid wants a stripper to be their social worker, right?
Is she going to
dream?
Is she going to get a well? All right, Alex. What are you studying, buddy?
Nothing. You'd like holistic health and medicine.
That's
with
good.
An emphasis on acupuncture.
What? Excellent. Acupuncture is awesome.
That would be. Now, do you have a problem with that, Alex, yourself, or you think it's kind of cool that your wife is a stripper?
You know, like most people, I'm sure it was pretty cool at first, and you know, caused a lot of trouble in my family, and you know this and that. But I got so used to it not being. Her not being a stripper, that now that she wants to go back, it really bugs me, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
Hey, Drew, if she's cool that he's gay, shouldn't he be cool that she's a stripper?
Where did that voice come from?
That's Engineer Anderson at the studio.
Yeah, that'll be so. Alex, here's the deal, that people that take on, that get cross these boundaries into this kind of job, have difficulty giving it up for... genuinely practical reasons, much more so than what they claim is the reason they get into it in the first place. Well, I just needed some money. They get into it, it does become very alluring and addictive. They do make a lot more money. It is hard to go back to secretarial work when you're used to making $800 a night of tax-free money. The fact, though, is that there's much more motivating her back to it, and that whatever caused her to go there in the first place is still there, whether she was traumatized, her bizarre feelings about her dad and her relationships with men. And all that is still getting acted out. So here's why I approach it.
She just likes the attention.
That's one way of actually looking at it.
Getting up on stage.
She needs that kind of relationship from men. And I understand, Alex, for you, it would be extremely disturbing. And if you what I hear about strip clubs these days, there's lots of other boundaries get violated.
Yeah. Drugs. Does your fiance do illegal drugs?
No, but that's...
Heroin, crack, cocaine?
From her work. No.
What's that?
No, she's clean.
No, yeah.
Here's what she is doing. Tattoos.
I'm
sure.
Alex. Tattoos?
No, she's got one tattoo, yeah.
No,
yeah. Okay.
Where? No. Where, just on sort of the small of her back?
Yeah, that's it.
Of a bullseye?
No, it's a flower.
A sun.
Yeah. A flower. Oh, that's nice. Well, you know, you might have a winner there.
Alex, I really would suggest maybe she talked to some of her professors in social work school, or maybe they'll refer to a therapist and kind of set her straight. She's got to work on her boundaries a little bit. Kate, what's happening?
Hey,
Kate, you're on with Tom Green.
Good,
hey,
how are
Kate,
you?
How are you, Kate?
I'm great.
Cool. Fantastic.
Cool.
Here's where you speak. We'll sit and listen.
Yes, I will.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, are you ready?
All right, here we go.
Yeah. I have locked jaw.
I have a question. I am 31, and I am in my sexual prime, I guess. How long does it last?
You mean you're more sexually sort of driven than you were when you were 22?
Yes.
It depends on the woman. A lot of women feel like they were actually more sort of sexually oriented when they were in their early 20s and late teens. A lot of women also report their early 30s.
Oh, is that true?
It goes both ways. I would say more certainly report that early 30s kind of sense of freedom and or sort of more connected with their sexuality.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard.
You're connected with your sexuality.
I'm more connected with my sexuality in my early 30s.
In your early 30s.
Yeah.
And then it just...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm only 31 now, so...
You know, I mean, you're very early 30s, and then how?
Yeah, and then, but it's
Kate,
like,
well, here's the deal. It's variable for different people, and on the heels of this is a major, major biological change called menopause, and that wreaks havoc on the whole thing.
You're having a lot of sex, you're saying, then?
Oh, yeah. Well, like...
You're having sex with a lot of guys. A lot of different guys, or...
No. I have a boyfriend.
No? One boyfriend, yeah. Do you cheat on him as well, or...
He's very worn out.
But do you go out with other guys, too, behind his back?
No.
Just to kind of... No,
not at all. Not yet. No.
What do you mean he's worn out? How many times a week are you working on him?
I would say probably like 3 times a day.
Wow.
7 days a week.
I'm not sure that's a sexual prime. That sounds more like sexual compulsion, Kate.
Yeah.
Compulsion?
Yeah. 3 times a day.
You think I'm an addict?
don't know if you're an addict or not, but it sounds a little more towards acting out again. Did you have any trauma growing up? Any physical abuse? Or?
You probably think pornography is really cool and stuff.
I I'll watch it, but no, yeah. Not really.
You're like one of these women that loves pornography, you know?
I'm not.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman that loves pornography, personally. I like that.
I agree. I think it, you know, hey.
Three times a day, and is your husband, you said, or your boyfriend?
My boyfriend.
Yeah. How's do you get any work done?
Well, actually, we're self-employed, so we work out of our house.
They don't work, is what you're saying. Yeah. They don't bother. So
sit around and rub your genitals against each other all day.
This whole story doesn't work for me unless usually someone with these kinds of energy, let's say, to this degree, it sort of works hit with objects when they're a kid or something. Or
how long have you been going out with this guy for?
A year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And is this guy especially interesting to you?
Yes.
And you've never been this sort of compulsed about sex?
Maybe sometimes.
You're a sex addict.
With past, but this guy, I'm so attracted. Like, everything he does, I'm attracted. Mm-hmm. And
All right. Well, this is not your sexual prime. This is either maybe the newness of this relationship or the intensity that you're feeling about it and or some trauma is stuff that's finally getting acted out now. But this is not about being a sexual prime. As you said, you've done this before in the past. And one of the things about being a trauma survivor is you'll go through periods of intense sexual activity and then kind of be shut down.
So you're saying this woman is nuts?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, just kind of fishing around a little bit.
Okay.
It could be just,
she
you know,
could
healthy.
Be nuts, though.
Could
essentially,
be
she could
she
be
could, she got a little energy. No, yeah. The fact that she doesn't act out with other guys and stuff, multiple guys, is a really, really good sign.
I don't believe her.
And so, you know, you think she does other guys?
Yeah, I think she's with other guys.
So if you had a girlfriend that was at you, and this is interesting, if you had a girlfriend that was at you three times a day, you'd immediately get nervous because you would be convinced that she'd...
I wouldn't let her out of my sight for more than 24 hours.
You figured she'd go for the gear shift on your Honda or something.
Yeah, I mean, if she, you know... Three times a day, and you know, then what happens when you leave town for 36 hours?
It's scary,
you know?
Right?
Yeah.
Where's she straying?
It's a catch 22, really, isn't it?
Well, now, why do guys worry about women doing that when they know themselves they're masturbating three times a week and stuff? And you know what I mean?
Times a week? Yeah, that doesn't sound outrageous.
No, but I'm saying the guys have lots of energy all the time, and they don't worry about. They don't think that women should worry about them because they feel like, well, I can contain this. I'm used to containing it since I was 13. And,
yeah.
And but she's dangerous. She's dangerous. Who knows where? I guess it's because guys think that women can get sex whenever they want, wherever they want.
Would you consider that woman a harlot?
No, not. Actually, not.
A harlot?
I'd consider...
I don't know what words you can say.
You can say harlot. Harlot's okay.
Harlot, yeah.
I like when you crack your own S
perhaps
up, too.
Perhaps she's a harlot. That's all. That could be all it is.
Horse, slut, bitch.
You can say slut.
Oh,
okay.
Of course.
Well, I prefer to say harlot.
Harlot is a little more humorous. Robbie.
Yeah.
What's up there? Also, bipolar disorder will make you that way, too.
Oh,
mania.
Really? Oh, so she's nuts, then.
I don't think so. We're just sort of fishing for what makes
schizo.
She asked what makes people like that.
Schizo.
No. Robbie.
Hey, Dr. Drew. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Robbie. How are you?
Good. Biggest fan ever.
Awesome.
I just wanted to know if, Tom, you have any plans for doing any shows or... movies.
Well, I actually just launched a television network 3 days ago from out of my bedroom, which I'm quite excited about. It's an experimental stage, but we have 24 hours of new material on there every day. Just go on the front page. But we are going to be launching a live phone-in talk show, actually, in June. So
that's going to be awesome.
On TomGreen.com.
Is that a particular time of day?
It's just going to be Friday nights, once a week, just an hour-long show and
perfect.
A single-guest format.
Awesome.
I'd love to have you on.
You have a studio?
We're doing it out of my house.
Going
to do it out of my living room. I've got the desk from the last talk show I did delivered to the house
awesome.
This week. And,
awesome.
It's fun, you know, because it's an interesting...
Count me in.
Yeah, it's fun. There's no network. There's nobody telling you what to do.
So.
Oh, really?
Count me in.
Oh, good. Well, it's fun because it's worldwide, and you get a lot of calls from Norway.
I think it's just clever and interesting, and I like you. I've always liked your talk shows. I really have. So I'm just going to imagine where this one's going.
Yeah, thanks. It's fun.
I just don't want to deal with any deer heads or hoofs.
The internet, you know, it's the wild, wild west.
Yes.
You can do anything, say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, broadcast anything. So just check out the site, and you'll see it coming on there soon.
And any movies coming up that Robbie wants to know?
I just finished...
Because Robbie needs to sort of resurrect the role of Spicoli for you.
Oh, yeah,
He could do that.
Are you a Spicoli type, Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Big weed smoker? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Did you know, you could tell that by his voice?
Oh,
Drew?
Yeah. He's got a bong within 8 feet of him. Am I right, Robbie?
You're totally right.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I got Robbie pegged.
Oh, my gosh. Where's my bong? That's what I'm...
Robbie will send you one down. He's
got more
than one. I trust me on that.
Yeah, well, yeah, Robbie, no.
Robbie's one of these guys that paraphernalia.
I actually just got a little bit...
You freaked out
a
little
bit. So this isn't a regular caller, then. You were able to tell that he was a marijuana smoker just by his voice.
Yes, I can tell a lot from people.
Really?
Yeah, I'll freak out again a couple times.
My God.
But here's more I can tell you about Robbie. I know nothing. Here's what the screen says. You see, read the screen?
Yeah.
Robbie, 16. Tom, any plans for movie or show in the near future?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't say that he's a marijuana smoker. No. Doesn't say he's got a bong 8 feet from him.
Or that he obsesses about marijuana paraphernalia and makes pipes and things and thinks about things. Right, that kind of thing, Robbie?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
You make pipes and obsess about marijuana paraphernalia?
I have friends who make pipes.
Well, so yes, you're right.
Think
you're
about
right.
That kind
he's
of stuff.
In those circles.
He's in
those circles.
He's in that procuring and thinking about and developing and obsessing about. And his best friend is Mary Jane.
Oh, geez, wow.
he's got the good stuff. Right?
My mother's name is actually Mary Jane. Mary Jane Green.
That's why I met.
Yeah.
That's why I met. As a matter of fact, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, Mary Jane Green.
Yeah. Well, what'd you think I meant?
Well, I don't know. I assumed that's what you meant.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, just, but yeah.
All right, Robbie. Thanks for the call,
buddy. Robbie. Yeah, and I have a movie called Prankster I just finished that I directed.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that. I want to see that.
I wrote it, and it was fun. We shot
History
it.
History will be kind to Freddy Got Fingered. I predict that.
Oh, yeah.
I predict that.
Jackie told me that you like Freddy Got Fingered.
I predict that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I'm proud. I'm very proud of that movie. It's a silly movie, and this is the second movie that I've written and directed, Prankster. And
is it being distributed widely? Or
you know, right now it's completely independent, and we're going to get a distributor soon.
Are you gonna enter some
we're just kind of finishing the film up, and it's probably gonna.
That's a lot of work to be just kind of. Well, I just kind of working on my film.
Yeah, well,
that's heavy.
It was fun. I edited it at home initially.
What?
And, yeah, and
you have like a Da Vinci in your house too with everything else. Or
yeah, Final Cut Pro actually, all Apple products.
Nice.
Yeah, but Final Cut
nice.
Pro. It's you know, it's so it, to be honest with you, I'm so excited by the changes that are going on with computers and the ability to edit video at home and do stuff, and that's kind of why I'm doing.
Call me as soon as that talk show goes online, Jen. What's happening?
Hey, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hello there, Jen.
Well, I have a question. I need an opinion about my boyfriend. We've been dating for over a year, and he's totally cool. But the thing is when he gets drunk and we go out, he does...
He beats the crap out of you?
No.
Oh, okay.
He does, like, this gay behavior, and I want to know if you can be straight but act gay.
Uh-oh. I thought you were going to say he beat the crap out of you.
What?
I prefer that.
Probably. No, I don't. I don't.
You don't
shouldn't joke about that stuff. Wait, so he acts like a homosexual?
Well, yeah.
Gay.
He has sex with men?
Yeah, well, he's made out with boys, and he'll grab their ass or pretend like he's sticking his finger up their butt or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, gay, for sure.
But he totally assures 100%. Me that he's straight. Huh?
Well, 100%. There's a thing amongst... You know, straight men, that is basically a rule. It's the second you've stuck your finger up another man's, you know, buttocks, you're automatically a homosexual, actually. That's how it works.
That's not something
I don't know for sure, but I would assume.
What's that, Jen?
That's something that happens behind closed doors, though. That's something, like, in the bar.
It's not something that happens by mistake.
What's that?
Your finger doesn't wander into another man's anus. It doesn't just appear there on its own. Like magic. That's homosexuality.
He claims it's a playful thing.
Playful thing, yes, it is a playful thing. He's titillating the man's anus, essentially, hoping to sexually arouse the man so that he'll in turn reciprocate and tittle his anus in return. See, what that is...
So should I tittle his anus?
No, he doesn't want that to happen. He doesn't want that to happen.
Jen, we don't know what's going on with him, but it's highly, highly suspect behavior.
I think we know exactly what's going on with
him. It's suspect.
How old is he? I mean, maybe he's just sort of hasn't come to terms with it yet.
Yeah,
he's a young guy, probably.
31.
Well, Is it true that, is it possible to be bisexual, Drew, as a man?
Yeah, it's
possible.
Because
I don't really quite understand how that's possible.
But anything's possible with human beings.
But, you know, but, and I'm totally open-minded, and I've been like, babe, if you're bisexual, that's cool with me. But he totally, like, assures me that he's not. He just does it for show, to get a rise out of people.
Okay. Wait, what does he do specifically?
Well, he has made out with men, and he'll just come up behind his
tongue.
Yeah.
What do you mean with made out with him? Like, I mean, for a joke, you mean?
Well, that's what he claims it as.
For a practical joke? Well, are people laughing, though? Is it funny?
Yeah, it's not like a totally, like, intimate, like, oh, baby kind of thing. It's just, like, it's more of a joke.
Yeah, he could be joking around.
When guys joke around about that, they grab each other and, like, they might as well be punching them as kissing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're aggressive. They grab their head and force the tongue on them as a way of act of punishment.
I kissed a dude once, but it was on television for a skit.
Right. That's that kind of thing.
We were joking around. It was me,
I don't know,
my old co-host on my show, and we, you know.
So, Jen, do you have sex with this guy? I'm going to freak you out again. Watch. Do you have sex with this guy?
Do they have sex with him?
Do you have sex with him?
I'm sorry.
Jen. No, Tom, do you have sex with her boyfriend?
I do, actually.
Okay. Jen, do you have sex with your boyfriend?
I woke up once and he was having sex with me.
Well, that's a highly suspect
behavior.
He
slipped roofies into my drink.
Highly suspect, yeah. So you have sex with him. Are you orgasmic?
Yeah.
With intercourse. Are you multiply orgasmic?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay. All right. You're not one of those ones that has just one right after the other.
I'm sorry?
You're not one of these women that has multiple, one right after the other.
No, I guess that's not.
That's not in your biology.
Okay. Maybe it's because you're going out with a homosexual.
Maybe that's the missing ingredient. We don't know. We don't know what's up with him. I don't know why she doesn't address this with him and why she's coming after us with it. But
I personally think that he's probably just kidding around.
Really?
You know, slapping
you declared him gay 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know, but I was just trying to say that for shock value.
Okay.
We'll try and call
him. I don't want to freak the poor girl out here.
What's that, Anderson?
I have no clue.
What would we ask him, though? I mean, he's going
to
deny everything.
Why do you do that? Well, we can tell by his voice.
You talk to the girls. You talk to Jen and see if you can get a phone number, right?
The poor girl is exhausted. She's having multiple orgasms, left, right, and center. Clearly, she's dating a stud of the century.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's not gay and he's doing this just to get a rise out of people, that makes it even worse.
He's just got a bad sense of humor.
It could be that. Who knows? Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. The other voice you're hearing is Tom Green. TomGreen.com is the newest project. There will be and I'm assuming that when you launch that talk show, there will be cataloged. In other words, you could watch any show anytime, probably.
Yeah, we're literally launching it, beta testing it, so to speak. Right now, the site. So there is some stuff up and running, but we're building an on-demand section, and that'll be up in a few weeks.
But in addition to being able to watch live the talk show,
I
imagine you'll have them.
Old episodes, and it's actually a channel now, so when you go to the site, it's looping old material and stuff all day. So the old episodes of the talk show will play on there as well.
And
so,
then viewers or users will be able to upload their videos.
Yeah,
and then they'll be in a contest to be on your show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Your idea.
My idea.
I love that. It's exciting because, you know, I'm actually relatively new to, you know, computers and getting really into computers. And
Pretty much.
Well, pretty much.
We picked up fast.
To this extent. Well, I'm having a real good time.
You need
with
to call
it.
That Dr. Drew's contest or I'll sue you.
Yeah.
So anyway, the phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Tom Green and I will be right back. Buddy, love line. I'm very, very excited. I can't wait until June when the online version of the Tom Green Show goes live.
Yeah, and then I don't know. I keep having a hard time explaining this because I don't know if I'm explaining it properly. But it's actually I turned my website into a channel. And just to explain what that means, you can set the channel in the corner of your browser, open a new window, and you can be doing your work on the computer now. You could be answering your emails or going to CNN.com. And watching the channel 24 hours a day in the corner. So it's different. It's not just playing back video clips. It is actually a channel, and it's kind of an
so
exciting thing.
You're gonna pack programming into it.
But I want to stop plugging my website for a second because during the break I got a little bit concerned, and frankly, internally, I got a little bit overwhelmed and concerned, actually, about my behavior during the last block with all that talk of anus titillation and things like that.
You got a little quiet.
I started to, I just started to think, I don't know the words you're allowed to say here on the channel, on the station, and I don't want to overstep anything, but the woman was calling up and talking about how her boyfriend goes out and likes, sticking his finger in other men's anuses.
As a joke. I mean, come on,
for
Tom,
a joke.
You're so close-minded.
No, I don't want to sound like, I don't want to sound, for instance, homophobic.
Right.
You know?
No,
you know,
I understand you were kidding.
You know, yeah, it was just joking,
around.
Yeah.
You were joking.
No, because, I mean, she said that he likes to stick his finger in other men's anuses for a joke, right?
Didn't sound like much.
And then I just kind of had to say, if you're a guy and you're sticking your finger in another man's anus, it means you're probably a homosexual. But then I even started thinking about it afterwards, right, during the break. And fretting about it, to be honest. And I thought, even if you're a homosexual, really, do homosexuals even stick their fingers in other men's anuses? What do you get out of that other than really a stinky finger, really?
Well,
you don't really get anything out of it.
Yeah, the problem was there was no beef in Jen's question, so to speak. We couldn't really get any traction with her because she had no information for us. So we ended up just joking around.
But homosexuals, for instance, I don't know a lot about their behavior. I mean, I could sort of figure it out in my head, but they probably do stick their fingers up
when
each other's anuses.
I imagine there's some of that when they're actually in a sexual act, but not as a joke. I don't think males of any orientation find it funny to have some dude cramming a finger up their ass.
Right.
I don't think that's funny.
But they do it.
And so Jen's boyfriend sort of sounds like an a-hole.
But they do it though when homosexuals do it though, not for a joke, for real.
They do it for real. Well,
do they do it? Do they really do that for real though? Is that something that they do? Homosexuals.
Some guys
like
that. Yeah, we've had a few gay guys call the show and like that sort of like the prostate stimulation, all that kind of stuff. It's not necessarily just gay men.
Right.
That's straight guys like that too occasionally.
Right. Okay.
But it tends to be a little
smaller. Well, I'm assuming her boyfriend must be homosexual then, if they because
we get better.
We sort of figured it out. If the homosexuals,
we're back there. We're just doing the math.
Yeah.
Mike, what's up?
Hey. Yeah. I wanted to call and find out what the Tom Green's inspiration was for the Bum Bum song.
Oh, geez. What a segue. Huh? I was in Seattle, and we wanted to write a song, and started thinking. Oh, actually, what happened was I was getting kicked out of a place by a security guard, and I started sticking my bum on things as I was getting kicked out, and I just improvised a little song, and the rest was history.
Was it a finger and bum?
There was no finger and bum involved.
No.
Well, I can't even believe I just said that on the radio. I said it just because
Did you get on the internet?
And then I said it, and then I played it back in my head, and I said I was honestly answering your question. No, there was no finger in the bum, Drew, in my song. And then I thought about it, and I said, wait, I just answered that as if I was really, really trying to clarify that, which was startling to me.
Staggering.
Yeah, but no, thanks for asking about that.
Yeah, how did the Swedish part come into play?
Oh, the Swedish. Well, we were in Seattle, and I decided that I'd do this more elaborate song about putting my bum on different things, and we were in Seattle, so we sent some of my friends went out with a Polaroid camera and took a bunch of pictures of stuff around the city, and then we used those pictures to write the song. And there's a Swedish pharmacy there. Swedish, it says Swedish, and
Swedish.
I just thought it would be interesting to put my bum on the sign that says Swedish and say my bum is on the Swedish. See, because I like to say the word Swedish. That's all.
Yeah.
That's really all. The only reason I put my bum on the Swedish was because I like to say the word Swedish. See, that's really all.
I understand.
Yeah.
So then, what about Drew Barrymore? Did you ever get her in the bum bum?
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. Wow, he slipped one in there, didn't he?
Yes, he sure did.
No pun intended. No.
It's back to the finger again.
Jeez,
huh?
No, that's okay. It's
Georgia, what's happening?
I get that question, believe it or not, I get asked that question 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah. Really?
Usually in airports.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Nice. That's got to be fun.
Yeah. It's,
it's a very creative type, I'm sure, that comes up to you with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's okay. You know, it's a love line. You're supposed to ask those kinds of questions.
Boring.
Good time.
Yeah.
Georgia, what's happening? Hey, what's up? You're going with Tom Green.
Hey, how you guys?
We're good.
Just reeling from the last question, actually.
Okay, well, I'm bi, and I don't really know how to come out to my mom about it.
Why would you?
Well, I feel that, like when I'm around her, that I'm hiding, like, a secret, and I don't know.
You don't have any other secrets from your mom?
Well, obviously there's a few, but...
Okay, well, there's another one. The only reason you would have to come out to your mom is a little payback. you're angry with her for something because you know it's going to upset her. What kind of person is she? Is she going to be upset by that? Is she homophobic herself?
Well, I don't know. Like, I think that if she found out about it, then she might judge me for it.
It's cool to be bi now, too, right?
For girls.
Like, it's kind of become like a cool thing, kind of like Girls Gone Wild or Lake Havasu or whatever.
It's kind of thing.
Right? It's kind of fun, kind of a fun thing. See, the thing is, you probably don't want to tell your mom because it's probably just a phase you're going through, like a fad.
Well, who knows?
But and she won't understand. No, it's probably just a fad, right?
Well, we don't know. Have you ever had sex with a boy?
Yeah.
Have you told your mom that?
No.
Well, why would you not tell her that? You're hiding a secret from her. How dare you, Georgia? That's a secret. It's an important secret. You've been sexually active. Why would you discuss that with her as in addition to your sexual orientation?
Yeah, she's using it as a divisive thing. It's with a mother-daughter
issue.
She
needs some chaos is the deal here. And Georgia's going to give Mom a little payback. What happened with Dad?
I don't know. It just feels kind of weird.
What happened to your dad? What, your mom and dad used to fight a lot?
Yeah, they got divorced
when
I was five.
Did you blame your mom?
My God, what is this? JoJo Psychic Alliance or something?
I have a crystal ball.
Is this JoJo Psychic Alliance?
That I want that on your website.
Yeah, okay.
Do you blame your mom for the divorce?
No, I blame my dad, if anything.
Okay, Swedish.
What kind of guy is he? What kind of guy was he?
Well, he's kind of. He has a girlfriend, and he's just. Basically, we've kind of spread apart since...
He's an idiot, right?
So wait, you make out with girls and guys then. Is that what you're saying? How old are you?
I'm 15.
Oh, my gosh. Boy,
here's the deal,
there's a lot to be doing at
your
15.
Your mom stuck around, did the hard work.
Probably should just be paying attention to your studies.
Absolutely. I have Tom Green, words of wisdom. But your mom stuck around and did the hard work of raising. Your dad skipped off with some other girl, and you're going to really give your mom a little payback now. We're going to give her some... If you want to sit down and talk to your mom, go ahead and sit down and talk to her about your sexuality. Talk to her about the choices you make. Be completely honest with her about everything you're doing and let her do some parenting. That's fine. But don't use this as some sort of wedge to drive between you and her in some way of creating chaos in your relationship.
I don't really think she's bisexual either. I think it's a practical joke. Kind of like, you know, it's a practical joke, actually, is what it is.
Melissa.
Hello there, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa. You're on Tom Green.
Hello. How are you? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Melissa, you're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, boy.
My gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, and here you go.
Okay, my name is Melissa, of course.
Just do it! Today, Junior?
Hello?
We're listening.
Hi, I'm 14 years old.
Just do it!
And my boyfriend, we've been on and off for 3.5, well, a little over 3 years.
Swedish.
And he wants to have sex to make sure that we never break up. And
oh, my God. Don't you dare fall for that crap. How old is he?
He's 14.
Mm. All right. He is manipulating you to get you to have sex with him. Mm. You're not going to stay. I'm sorry, but you're not going to stay together with him no matter what. And that's just the way 14-year-old relationships are. And it's going to hurt an awful lot if you actually go and have sex with this guy. You're not ready for that. It's going to bond you two together in a way that's going to be exceedingly confusing and painful. He's 14. He's all jacked up. I'm sure he wants to have sex. Don't do it, Melissa. Do not do it, okay?
Okay, because we've already, like, broken up, like, 6 or 7 times.
Oh, that's a great sign. That's a wonderful sign. Every relationship, everyone knows 8th time's a charm. No, it's normal to break up.
Like 4 times.
Fantastic. And why wouldn't you want that to be the guy that you give your virginity to 4 years before you're ready? Just don't do it. Just don't even think about it, okay?
Okay.
Let this thing play out its natural course. You're having sex with him will not keep you two together. What with women, they have to be...
Well, this is a young girl, though,
I know,
too.
But women, they have to make the guy happy. It starts at 14, it goes all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jennifer.
I think that's good.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey, what's up, Jennifer? Tom.
Hello there. Tom, how are you?
It's Jennifer and Candace. Candace isn't here right now, though. We're one of your deputies.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, Jennifer and Candace are deputies on the website. Now, that means that I have this section on the site where you can, if you're into making videos and doing stuff.
You need to enter the Dr. Drew contest.
Yeah, you can get your own blog on the site, basically, by telling me what you're going to do. You go, and you guys are out in Dana Point, right?
I'm in Mission Viejo right now, but yes, I live in Dana Point.
Way off, Tom, way off. Yeah. Totally, completely, way off.
No, but I'm right, correct?
Snotty.
I'm right.
Yes, you're
out
right.
In snotty South Orange County, I call it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's cool. So how's it going? I've, you know, we've never actually spoken before, but we have developed a sort of online relationship.
Nice.
It's a very interactive website, so people can kind of email me, and I email them back. We actually had a really kind of a funny thing happen last week with one of the deputies, where he contacted somebody he saw in my house on MySpace.
Wow.
On the internet, tracked him down. Tried to videotape him in a laundromat, but then my friend told me this was going to happen. I showed up. We were having this sort of video tag going on in Los Angeles here. It's really quite crazy.
Log on to TomGreen.com. Is there a chat room or something we can go to and sort of?
There's an email section. There's no chat room right now.
But is there a way we can sort of go on live with your listeners? What's your email users or your website users?
You can send it one way right now. I have to go home first and turn on something.
He can't monitor it and interact in some way.
He answers a lot of his emails.
No, I'm just saying. Let's go to Jennifer's site, maybe.
Yeah.
Then we can do it there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, Jennifer.
So it's a great opportunity for people that want to, you know, post things online, and Tom's giving it a great opportunity for people, you know, to show their stuff, because you can. I mean, where else can you do it for free? You know,
good times.
And it's awesome. But thank you, Tom. We love you. Candace isn't listening right now because I thought this was a little too mature for her. So.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is Candace your daughter?
Yeah. How old is Candace again?
She's 11.
Like 8? So 11.
Yeah, no, not
she's
yet.
She's 11. She can't listen to the show yet. Yeah.
Good, thank you.
She loves Tom Green.
Jeez, now I'm embarrassed. I've been talking about all this sort of,
It's just mom.
Finger in the bum stuff all night.
Well, why don't you ask Jennifer about that?
What? About
Jennifer.
Yes.
Did that disturb you, that Tom's a sort of stoop to the finger-in-the-bum conversation?
Yeah, geez, I mean, gosh.
No, she's not listening.
For your delicate sensibilities.
Oh, no.
Okay,
I've been watching Tom Green since I was about 18, so.
Okay, so you've seen and heard far worse than that. Okay.
Yeah.
far worse than a little finger-in-the-bum humor.
Jennifer,
back in the 80s.
My recent...
back in the 70s.
Okay, favorite Tom Green little television appearance was when he was communicating with people at the Olympics using the tune from Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, yeah, I had a lot of fun over in Torino this
year.
How
did they go, beep, 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 beep?
Yeah, it was great being in Torino. It's sometimes you're forced into a situation when you're talking to people that can't speak English.
So he just started using the tune from Close Encounters, and lo and behold, they answered.
Yeah, no, it's amazing how well it works, really.
All right, Jennifer, thanks.
Thanks for calling, Jen. Awesome.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Okay,
bye.
Cool.
All right, the phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. That is Tom Green. I'm Dr. Drew. Give us a call. We're taking a quick break. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Hey, everybody, here we go. It's Love Line 1-800-LOVE-191. He is Tom Green.
Wow.
I am Dr. Drew.
This is fun.
She is Jasmine. Is that right?
No, Jasmine.
Jasmine. Not Jasmine. It's Jasmine.
Got it. What is that again?
It's Jasmine pronounced Jasmine as opposed to Jasmine.
I beg your pardon.
Some people pronounce it Jasmine. Pronounce it as Jasmine.
I really, I stand corrected. I'm sorry, Jasmine, not Jasmine.
Yeah, Jasmine.
Swedish.
Swedish. She's hung up on us. Jasmine hung up on us.
What's up, Jasmine?
No, I'm still here.
All right, what's happening?
Her yeast infection isn't as important as sitting around waiting for us to stop talking. Is that what it is about? I don't know. Jasmine?
Yeah.
Here you go.
It seems like it's the phone-in show where people call in to listen and not say anything tonight.
Right, they come in with a question and they just stop as soon as they go on the air.
Am I doing something wrong?
I'm wondering if it's the rhythm here. It's something.
Yeah.
What's up, Jasmine?
No, not really.
Not Jasmine. All right, what's happening?
My boyfriend, he will brag to all of his friends about my boobs and my ass, and then behind closed doors, he calls me a fat cow and calls me all sorts of names. And I'm trying to
What
are
the names? Hold on. What are the names he call you?
Huh?
What other name? You said all sorts of names, like what?
Like fat ass, fat whore, fat cow.
Nice. Wow.
And you stay with this guy, why?
Huh?
Why do you stay with this guy?
I'm actually trying to leave him, but I can't.
Why?
Well, it's kind of complicated. Like, we've been together since my freshman year of high school, so.
Oh, well, then you can't leave that guy. No one's ever done that. That's never happened. Why don't you leave this guy?
I actually don't know. Like, everybody asked me that, but I don't know. That's really the only thing that really bothers me about him.
Have you told him not to call you bad names?
Yeah, I have, actually.
All right. Then here's the deal. You obviously have something for this guy, and you also have something for the abuse, evidently. But it's not...
Have you ever told him that he has a fat ass?
No, actually, I haven't.
You should tell him that he's got a fat ass.
Imagine what Jen's boyfriend would do with him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We got an ass tickler in Denver that wants to talk to your boyfriend. We got an ass tickler in Denver for you.
Okay.
All right, Jasmine, here's the deal. You tell him, stop with the abuse or you're leaving.
Yeah.
And then you've got to follow through with that. It's very simple.
I think your boyfriend is a fat whore.
I agree.
I think your boyfriend is a fat whore.
What does Peter Griffin say about him?
What do you mean, what does Peter Griffin say about him?
You'll find out a
slut, bitch.
There, that's what Peter Griffin says.
That's, okay, well, that's too bad, though. It's tough, you know, when you know, I don't understand why she would stay with the guy either, being called a fat whore all the time like that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, even if it's true, you wouldn't want to have it pointed out all the time.
Right, and your parents, obviously, or somebody in your life has sort of led you to feel as though that's either what you deserve or that kind of abuse is okay, but it isn't. John.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Tom.
Hello there, John. How you doing? What's
Tom
going
Green,
on?
TomGreen.com.
My God, do you call your girlfriend a fat whore?
No.
You stick your fingers in people's anuses?
I just want to say I'm a huge fan of you, Tom.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Are you an anus diddler?
Like our
three callers back, no?
Unfortunately.
Where are you calling from?
Greeley, Colorado.
Greeley, Colorado. Do you have any sexual dysfunction? Any problems that you need to discuss? Any sexual problems? Emotional issues with your girlfriend? Anything like this?
I kind of have a...
Drug issues?
For you.
What's that?
I have an odd question.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay, I had a wet dream a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, normally that's supposed to be with a girl or something, somebody that you're attracted to.
Yeah. You had a dream about my website. Exploded all over the sheets. You were so impressed with my website that you exploded on the sheets, on the Star Wars sheets, all over Obi-Wan Kenobi's robe.
You want to be a deputy on your website.
You had to wipe yourself off on Obi-Wan Kenobi's robe. You were so excited about my website. No,
seriously.
He wants to be a deputy.
Oh, yeah. Send me an email tonight on the thing. Say you were listening to Love Line. Tell me what you'll do as a deputy, what kind of videos you want to make. I will deputize you.
Seriously. I'm ready.
Okay, awesome.
All right, good
send
job.
Me an email. Thanks, man.
Tom, I'm beginning to worry about you. You got this whole thing about fingering. You're just into it.
No,
Fetty got fingered.
No,
Jen's boyfriend got fingered.
Come on. Every time I say it, you start to giggle over there off mic.
How dare you?
So how can I stop saying it? You know, I'm just going for the easy laughs here.
Okay. This is Katie. What's up, Katie?
Hi.
Hello?
How are you doing?
What's up, Katie?
I actually, you know what? I appreciate it, though. I got to stop talking about it. It's just, you know, you're right. There's no more discussion of that kind of diddling and things like this. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, my question is that I've been with a guy for 2 years, and since the beginning of the relationship, he was always very excited. I'm lucky. He's always very excited to go down on me,
but
not so excited to let me go down on him.
Really?
Tom just whispered to me, is that because you diddle him when you go down there?
No,
he just whispered that.
No.
He wrote it down and slipped this over to me. No. So.
What? He? Oh, well. Jeez,
yeah.
Seems like a strange, is that normal, Drew?
Tell us more. So, otherwise the relationship okay? You guys?
Yeah, we've been together for 2 years. We're really happy, and as far as like...
Has he expressed to you why that makes him nervous or why he doesn't like it? Have you asked him?
Do you have a chipped tooth?
He said that he was never really, he was never comfortable with it. I know that I'm at least the first girl that's actually been able to get him
talk
to
him
orgasm.
Into it? Ooh. Does he have orgasm with intercourse?
Yeah, he does.
But
so
the oral sex,
fine. He's fine. Like, when we have
anybody
sex,
ever
he's great.
Do anything weird to him when he's a kid or?
From everything that I know and from the questions I've kind of asked, we're pretty close. But when it comes to this, like, I mean, we've been together for 2 years, so I've actually gotten to a point where he'll allow me to do it.
Yeah.
And you love doing that, right? That's the big thing for you.
Sometimes there is just preference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes, it's, I mean, provided that the context of that preference is not chaos and dysfunction in the relationships,
yeah,
and he's otherwise able to function normally, this is something he just doesn't like,
yeah,
so be it.
Yeah. Maybe she's doing something wrong, though. Maybe she doesn't know how to do it. And he's just coming up with an excuse to
she's
sort of gnawing away at him
she's
down
the only
there.
One that, maybe somebody did that to him.
Chomping away down there. Yeah.
We got to take another break. That is Tom Green discussing chomping and diddling. He'll be more back to talk more about
you,
that.
No,
phone
the
number,
show is discussing chomping and diddling.
L-O-V-E.
I'm just going along with the show.
Yeah. Just saying. That's fine.
This is chomping and diddling central right here.
Is deed, and we'll be right back with more.
Swedish.
Tom Green rocking out.
Yeah, I was just sort of diddling away there.
He's diddling and he loves the word Swedish.
Little diddly doo da Swedish over the music there. Yeah.
Swedish.
Wow, my God. Meltdown.
Oh, my. Tom Green.
Meltdown on Loveline.
TomGreen.com. Our number is 1-800-LOVE-191, and it's Tom Green's
awesome.
Swedish
I
meltdown.
Love doing this show. This is awesome.
You
take calls. You talk about all this, you know, sort of stuff that is first of all, you're helping people here.
Yes, first of all. Thank you.
And it's also fun to be able to talk about all this stuff, you know, on the radio, you know.
Here we go.
You know,
Georgia. Keep talking. Georgia.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
What's happening? You're on with Tom Green.
So, Tom, you're the first guy that I ever wanted to marry in my whole life.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, good. Well, I'm a...
Yeah.
He's Swedish.
I'm glad that was
the first one.
Wow. Well, it's nice. You know, I'm available. So, you know. Yeah.
I'm probably a little young for you.
But I do like
really tall, goofy guys.
Really? What? Am I old or something?
Well, I'm...
How old do you think I am? What do you mean you're a little young?
I don't know. I'm 18.
You sound 40 to me.
She's 18.
Oh, really? No. You're 18 years old? Yeah, you sound you sound like a woman to me.
So, Drew, what does that say about me, since you can read into this kind of stuff?
I don't hear the Vietnam vet, you know, the nurse on the MASH unit, the Vietnam, Korea. I don't hear that.
Do you
I just hear
about
18.
The pot smoking?
With you?
I don't hear it here.
I don't hear it either.
It's in me.
Uh-oh.
I've got that gene or something.
Really? No, you're not smoking. Well, you're not going crazy with it.
Oh, no. No, I'm not crazy. That's
yeah,
not.
I mean, you like pot. You're smoking regularly.
You don't smoke pot every day.
I do before bed.
I've got a lot of stresses with school.
College is hard.
Really? What are you taking in college?
Well, I'm an art studio major and an art history minor.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What kind of art history?
In a minor, you don't declare, like, separate.
What are you interested in art history?
I was really interested in the Baroque period. There was a lot of... I'm kind of into, like...
Dutch and Flemish.
Really, like, pearly and nice, but I really like the more raw, like, intense into the art. You know, you can see a little bit of the dark side of it.
I personally found the invention of the paintbrush quite a turning point.
Well, you know, hands are equally as fun, though.
Uh-oh. Now I'm turning on Georgia.
Yeah.
My crystal
ball
went black. Yeah. All right.
No,
anything else, Georgia?
Abstract art.
So wait. Now, do you have some sort of
question?
Some horrible thing that's going on with you?
Want to be a deputy?
Oh, no. I'm actually perfectly happy right now. I was kind of wondering though, what kind of
just calling to shoot the gab. just calling to shoot the breeze here.
You're wondering what, Georgia?
This is a show that gives advice to people who have problems, and you're just calling up to talk the gab?
To tell her that she wanted to marry her since she was 10. And
is
that a problem?
Yeah. Well, so now that she's getting to know me,
puts me in a weird position, because I can't say it's weird, because then you just seem
no,
weird.
No. I mean, come on. We want to talk about your problems here.
Oh, here comes one. Kristen.
That is a problem, actually, to be honest, wanting to marry me since you're 10.
Well,
That's a real problem.
Now that you bring it up.
Diagnose that.
Well, I'm just saying. Kristen.
Yeah.
What's up? Tom Green.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey, Kristen. What's happening?
Hi, Kristen.
Well, like me and some of my friends, we're 15, and some guys that are like, a lot of different guys we can tell are like, they're like in their 20s or even their late 20s, will like go after us and like, well, I mean, like ask us out and stuff. And I was wondering what would cause a guy to be interested in someone our age? Like, do to want to exploit somebody like us?
That's a great way to ask that question, because that's exactly what they've been doing.
I don't
come in and give me a hug.
I don't think they're necessarily trying to exploit.
Yeah, they almost by definition. They're preying on young kids.
Well, how old are these guys? Are they 19 or are they in their late 20s?
Late 20s.
See, she's just noticing.
That's weird. Yeah.
Here's the deal. Guys are into Kristen. She's now noticing that.
Oh, okay.
And she's realizing that not only does she attract people in their teens, they seem to go all the way up in their 20s, and that's weird. She has, thankfully, enough health in her to know, ew.
Is it possible that they don't know that you're 15, though? Maybe they think you're 20, 21,
good
22.
Point. Good point. Do you lead them to believe that you're older than you are?
I have once before, but then I told him. I was like, no. I was 14.
Do you look 14. Older than a 15? Are you somebody that looks more mature than your age?
Yeah, because he told me you could easily pass as 19, which is what I had told him.
Wow.
Do you respond to these guys in any way? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you do?
We have, but, I know it's kind of wrong, but...
Mm. You have what?
Everything.
With guys in their late 20s?
Yes.
Well, it's not wrong. It's illegal, and it's gross, and when you are of the age that these guys are, you will vomit when you think about the guys that are having sex with 15-year-olds. Not because they're only 15-year-olds, but that guy. When you're the same age as those guys, the guy that will stoop to the 15-year-old, vomit.
Yeah, you wouldn't. When you're 29, you're not going to be into 29-year-old dudes that like 15-year-olds.
Right.
You're going to think they're kind of weird. You're going to think they're weirdos. So basically, at the end of the day, you know, these guys are weirdos. Right. Right?
Yeah, what is it?
So say Tom Green.
That'd be like a 15-year-old guy going out with, you know.
What causes that is that they're exploitative, just like you said, and they're doing it because they can.
Yeah.
And it's easy pickings for them. They want to have sex with whatever they can get away with. And if someone's attractive and they don't care about the age, and they don't care about the person, and they're exploitative a-holes.
Now, when I was 18, I went out with a girl who was 15.
On the margin. On the margin.
Yeah, it was, and I felt really extremely guilty
weird.
About
you
it.
Felt weird about it.
Very
right?
weird about it. I was nervous about going over to her house to pick her up.
Because you knew what you were.
Because I knew
up
her
to.
Parents thought it was weird, and
it was weird.
Plus,
right?
her parents were French Canadian, and they hated me just because I was English. Plus, old and English.
Oh.
Old and English. You know, so it was difficult. There was a communication gap. I'd go over to the house. They'd stare at me angrily, you know, and would not speak to me because they couldn't.
Le Français.
Yeah, in Canada, there is that sort of communication gap that happens because you know I lived on the border of Quebec and Ontario, so you know this little 15.
You didn't speak French, and they didn't speak English.
What's that?
They didn't speak English?
They did not speak English.
And you didn't speak French?
Un petit peu.
Très petit peu.
A little bit. But, But I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't...
Weird Canadian accent.
Yeah.
Who can understand that?
It's gone down a little bit, but, Wow. Well, you know, you be careful out there, young lady.
All right, Kristen. Please stop. Please stop. Please.
Do you know, though, what makes somebody exploitative? Like, what makes them
well,
that way?
What is it you're searching for? You want like a recipe for the development of an exploitative a-hole?
Yeah.
Yes, when they're beaten as a child, when they're abandoned as a child, when they're emotionally abused, when they're neglected, all these things lead to people that have no respect for themselves or other people. The part of the brain that develops empathy doesn't develop, and so you really don't exist to them except as an object. And when they need to have sex, they don't care. They just need to have sex. That's what makes somebody exploitative, okay?
Okay.
Got it? That's what you're sidling up to. That's the kind of guy you're hanging with. Feels good?
I know.
All right, let's cut it out.
I know, I have.
Thank you. All right, let's talk
to
Jennifer.
You just told her, and she listened, huh?
Thank you.
Swedish. Swedish.
Swedish.
Swedish.
Swedish.
Swedish.
Swedish.
Swedish.
Swedish.
Swedish.
Swedish.
Let's not do this anymore. I don't want this to become some sort of a thing that I have to do.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be doing it for you. Jennifer, what's up?
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi. I'm so excited to be on the air. This is exciting.
Fantastic. We're excited to have you. What's happening?
Isn't it fun being on the air?
This is so cool.
Yeah, it's so fun.
It is.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
Oh, yeah. I love Seattle. I haven't been up there in a couple of years. I love
that
town.
It was a beautiful day today. Surprise, surprise.
It's beautiful every day in Seattle. You guys just pretend it rains all the time. Yeah.
No,
and when it's beautiful there, it's really beautiful. It's like 68 and breezy with puffy clouds.
Reminds me of Canada. It's
that
like
was
Vancouver.
Today.
Similar to Vancouver. Yeah.
Similar to Vancouver, Canada?
Yeah, yeah.
About
very
half
close.
An hour away.
Yeah, yeah. Same kind of trees I've noticed in the area, you know? Same kind of topography. Yeah.
But is that up on the hill the way Seattle is? I like that better than Vancouver.
You
Vancouver's
do,
a more modern city.
Is that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, what's happening?
Okay. So my question is, I have been working as an escort.
My God.
For the last 8 months. And I've been checked out.
A harlot.
Slow down, Jennifer. You're shocking Tom Green's delicate sensibility.
What do you mean, like a prostitute, you mean? A prostitute?
I'm an actual harlot.
A prostitute.
Board-certified harlot.
My gosh.
Licensed harlot.
How do you get into that line of work?
Oh, you know, you start off as a stripper, and then someone says, oh, you know, you can...
Is it dangerous?
Money. No. Well, I don't know. I'm sure, but I mean, it's not like I work on the street or anything, you know.
Well, where do you work? Where do you work? You're in the Yellow Pages kind of thing? When you look in the Yellow Pages, they look you up, and then you show up at the house and kind of thing?
No. I am upscale, you know.
How does one find you? I like your voice.
Probably the internet.
Are you on the internet yet? Do you have a site or something?
Yes, but I'm not telling you what it is.
Oh, really? It'd be good for business, I would think.
Okay.
I'm plugging my site. Go to tomgreen.com. We might as well get the prostitute to plug hers, too, right? Right?
Oh,
come on.
JenniferTheHarlot.com.
Yeah. What's your website?
I can't tell you.
What do you mean? This is the golden opportunity for clients. Think of how many clients...
All right, you're right. It's www.seattle-jessica.com.
SeattleJessica.com. Wow.
Yeah.
We just made your problem so much worse because now you've got all these love line listening sex fiends, you know, going to your site. Okay.
Oh, my photo gallery is fabulous.
Oh, my God. My God. I can we see it here or is there a way to see it? We're going to look it up. Wow. How long have you been doing that for?
I've been doing it for about 8 months.
Okay. And what was the first time you did it like? How does that happen?
What do you mean?
Who convinced you to do it?
Okay.
Where did the idea come from? You were at the strip club and someone said, hey, my buddy or this person will pay you this or what? What happened exactly? I'm just curious.
Well, I guess it was a money thing, really. It was really hard working in the strip club.
So what, the manager of the club sort of suggested it? Is that how it works?
No, just a friend, you know, kind of introduces you to it, like, you know, like anything, I guess, like a street drug or a...
Is it fun to do?
Sometimes.
It is, yeah? So do you,
sometimes it's fun.
So it's fun to do sometimes?
Yeah.
Really? Is it ever a chore?
Engineer Gill cannot find your website, Jennifer.
I'm
looking at it right now.
It's crashed. We've crashed it.
I'm looking at it right now.
It has like a hyphen in between Seattle and Jessica.
It happens when you get 25 million hits at the exact same time.
She looks good, but her face is all blurry. I don't know if I like the blurred face.
Okay. I had a question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, my question is that sometimes I get kind of crampy. Like, and I don't know if it's because I'm, you know...
Maybe it's from all that prostitution that you've been involved with.
You're doing what several times a day?
You know.
Working.
Painting.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder why you're getting crampy.
Are you doing IV unprotected sex with these guys?
No.
They're wearing condoms.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think this... Girl's crazy or something?
That would
be crazy to have unprotected sex with them,
but
with the clients.
Two Johns a day with a condom, but bring it on. When was your last pap smear?
It was a few months ago, and it was fine.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if it might be diet related. I don't really drink a lot of water or, you know.
So you're getting sort of cramps regularly.
Wait, Jennifer, don't be silly.
I would suggest stopping the prostitution business.
When was your last pap smear?
Oh, it was like 4 months ago.
All right. Have you ever had any pelvic infections?
No.
Come on.
An ovarian cyst or endometriosis?
I've had a pelvic infection, probably.
I had an ovarian cyst.
Okay, so this could be ovarian cyst.
I had an ovary removed, so.
All right, so these are actually kind of serious symptoms for somebody that's active the way you are. It could be infection.
Well, I'm not any more active now than I was when I had a full-time boyfriend. So.
Yeah, but you have different
partners, though, right?
Yeah.
Different partners every time.
They are bringing infected material.
It's always protected.
Yeah. No, their bodies are covered in germs.
Hey,
their bodies are covered in bacteria. You're rubbing up against them.
That's
filth.
What they call it, risk reduction.
The filth flowing, spreading around. These men come in from farms and gutters to relieve themselves on your body.
Canada.
And you think a little piece of rubber covering their ding-dong is going to protect you? Come on. How naive. No, I'm just joking.
Well, you're not. He's not, though. I mean, because the condom is only a risk reduction.
There's little gnats running around in their chest hair, just waiting to crawl down your throat and infect you.
Okay. No,
think, what are you talking about? You're rubbing your sweaty body all over a man who's covered in hair and sweat, and just because he's got a little rubber thing over his ding-dong, you think you're completely safe?
Not only that.
How naive is that?
Now that the...
How naive! Come on! You're a prostitute! You're cramping! You're a prostitute who's concerned about cramping!
The word cramp never grossed me out until just now.
There's a way of stopping these cramps, man. There's a way of cutting back on the cramping. It's pull back on the prostitution business.
So if I wasn't a prostitute and I was just having a lot of sex in my personal life, would you be
with one guy? Yeah, one or two or seven guys, but four guys a day rolling in and out with the little gnats in the hair jumping on you and the little what happens if a little bit of drool falls out of the guy's mouth and lands on the sheet, and then you roll over on the sheet and a little bit of that infected drool somehow ends up, you know, on your body? What happens then with that
Swedish.
Drool?
That would be gross.
Swedish. All right. Swedish. Yes. Have you ever had a Swedish client? A Swedish John? You ever have a Swedish John? a Swedish John.
It would be Swedish Jan.
John is not a Swedish Jan.
Okay.
Yes. Have you ever had a Jan from Sweden?
No.
No. Not a lot of hair on the Swedes, though.
No, would I be safer?
But you said you enjoy having sex with your clients some of the time. What's it like when you show up? Well, how does it work? First of all, do you go to their house? Where does this happen?
Oh, details. You know,
I just want to know how it works. Do you get a call from someone? Do you have a pager?
Tom has kind of an unnatural curiosity for this. Let's go.
So you go to their house, right?
Or I will set up somewhere and they can come see me.
Do you have a pimp?
No. Geez.
You don't have a pimp?
I probably shouldn't be talking about all this on the phone for certain legal reasons as well.
You just gave your website out.
I know. I didn't know you were going to start.
With pictures of you and a phone number and how does it work anyways, billing-wise, right. Anyways? How does that work?
Visa, MasterCard, whatever.
Do you ask for the money before or after?
You don't really.
You don't ask. They just give it to you.
Yeah.
What happens if they don't pay?
How do they know how much?
If they don't pay you, what happens? Does your pimp come in and pistol whip them?
No, I do not have a pimp.
How do you know how do they know how much to pay you?
Is
it tattooed? It's tattooed. It's tattooed, maybe. Oh, it's on the website.
Yeah.
Jennifer, here's the deal. This can be a serious sign of infection. You don't have to get an STD to get pelvic inflammatory disease. It can be just from other bacteria flying around. Of the nature of which Tom has been referring to, but it can get up into the upper genital tract.
The sweat.
And be a very serious infection for you.
Yeah.
More partners you have, the higher the risk. Not only that, condoms, again, are only risk reduction measures, and the viral STDs and other are certainly a significant issue for you and need to be ruled out. You need to get regular pelvic infection, pelvic exams and cultures.
It's filthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You may end up losing everything.
It's disgusting.
Infections get out of hand. All right?
Okay.
What's the website again?
You can see
no,
it.
No, I'm not around. Telling you again.
No, Gil, Engineer Gil's got it up here, right, so cool. It's up. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jennifer.
Stop Swedish. The silliness. Maybe the oldest profession, but that girl sounds like an intelligent, you know.
Professional.
Yeah, but do you, here in America, living in Seattle, you know, she should go figure out something to do, you know, not be running around rubbing her genitals all over
these.
I don't
know how
she's
going to get control of her life again. It's pretty much out of control now. Oh, Jessica, what's happening?
We gave her a good talking to.
You did.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello, how are you? Now, are you also a prostitute?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
Okay. Well, about 2 nights ago, my boyfriend, I live with him. He caught me pleasuring myself with my vibrator.
Oh.
He's been upset at me.
Sorry.
He's been really upset with me, and he doesn't want to have sex with me or touch me in any way. I don't know if I hurt his ego or I don't know what to deal with him.
Yeah. How long have you guys been going out for?
We've been together for 3 years.
Okay. And he did not, did he know that you had a vibrator?
Yes, he's seen it before.
And what did he think it was? Did he think it was like a back massager or
drink mix?
So he didn't know that you used it, though, regularly?
No, he's okay with me using it with him when we're, you know, having sex, but he doesn't like, I actually didn't know he didn't like me using it when he's around. I don't know if got to him.
Has he explained why it's so upsetting to him?
No, he doesn't even want to talk to me. Just
hi, line,
go to work, okay.
Can we telephone him right now and call him and ask him about the problem?
He's at work.
Oh, really? Where does he work?
He's a longshoreman.
Oh, really? It's kind of hard to reach him then, huh? He's out crabbing.
is the vibrator bigger than he is?
No, it's not. It's not even shaped as a penis or anything. It's just those tiny...
It's not a dildo, vibrator. Is it? Not a giant rubber dildo with veins on it. No, it isn't. And a head the size of a Nerf football.
What do you think, Tom? Why do you think he'd be so upset?
I don't know.
So it doesn't have veins then, molded into it.
No.
Okay, because that, to me, that's the line, personally.
You'd get upset by that.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand and accept my girlfriend using a vibrator, you know.
But a vibrator with veins,
the plastic.
No.
But as soon as there's veins introduced into the play thing, it sort of gets a little bit competitive.
But it's like being a cava. It's not just like a peripheral vein. It's like a major vein.
Yeah.
A saphenous vein or something.
I don't know what kind of veins they are. I just know I don't like the veins when my woman is, dildoing herself. I'd rather a veinless dildo, personally.
Well, no, it's not a dildo.
Yeah, okay.
It's just a tiny vibration.
Maybe you should talk to him about the whole vein versus veinless issue and sort of explain to him that he could have walked in and you could have had a veined dildo.
Then he would have a right to be upset.
You could have had a giant rubber dong, double-sided... With a knob on the end of it the size of a Nerf football. Instead, he walked in. You have a little dollar store vibrator, I'm assuming. How much did you pay for it? 99 cents?
$35.
$35. Were you doing something that he found?
Wait a minute. This sounds like a pretty powerful one, actually.
Were you doing something he found unusual?
$35.
No, I was just pleasuring myself when he wasn't home. And
is it gas operated?
Were you in the middle of...
Does it have a carburetor?
Actually, I was just getting started. I was at least 3 minutes into.
Did he sit and watch for a while, or did he? What freaked him out?
He just opened the door. All he said was, "Oh my God, what are you doing? You're such a pervert."
How old is he?
He is 27.
You makes me wonder what he's into that he could, take it out on you that way. But
maybe he perceived there to be veins on the dildo. Maybe he saw veins, left. If you just go explain to him that there's not a vein on the dildo to be seen for miles, maybe he'll turn around and forgive you.
And maybe have a little conversation with him about, why this is so disturbing to him. Because it really is not that, you know what I mean?
I don't know, maybe I just thought I hurt his ego, totally.
No, I don't think. Well, if you did, then he's got to get over it.
How long was he watching this before he said anything?
For 5 seconds.
So maybe you could convince him that it actually didn't happen.
It didn't.
Yeah, maybe you could convince him that he saw something that didn't actually happen. Like maybe he walked in and,
maybe start the whole vein conversation and say, see, there were no veins. Yeah. You thought you saw veins? There were no veins.
Or just tell him you were making a milkshake or something like that.
The Seattle. I don't even know what that means. Ben, what's happening? Real quick.
I don't even know what that could possibly mean.
What's up, Ben?
You were preparing a vanilla milkshake. That's all you were doing. I don't know what that means.
Hey, I just wanted to give Tom props for coming up with the character on Freddy Got Fingered that talked about his hooves.
Oh yes, my hooves. I like the way they clippity clop, cloppity clop. Yeah, yeah. No, I enjoyed coming up with that. Thank you.
And remember, you promised me if I come here and talk to you, no hooves, no heads.
No hooves, no...
No antlers.
No veins.
No veins, yes. That's part of my contract when I come on your show. That is Tom Green. TomGreen.com is the website where you'll be able to hear his 24... See his 24-7 talk show. Well, now, wait a minute.
The talk show...
24-7 channel, and the talk show will be Friday afternoon. It'll be cataloged there.
Yeah, it's actually a channel. You can set it in your browser and just, you know, while you're just doing emails and stuff, you can email me after the show tonight. Email me, and we'll talk about Loveline on the site.
And tell them how you want this to be constructed. It's going to be a very responsive kind of a community.
Very interactive community, and we can do this together, gang. You know, this is our... You know, this is, I can tell... A young audience on the show, and the internet is really, you know, such a new medium that we really have an opportunity to really take advantage of it now in this sort of changing times on the internet. Video is things like YouTube and MySpace and all these things that are populated by young people now on the internet, and we understand sort of some of the things that I think as a group that can be done with it, that maybe even sort of the powerful broadcasting sort of elite doesn't even necessarily understand yet.
Take control of it all.
Let's go take it over.
The people's medium. 1-800-LOVE-191. This is the people's. This is the people's radio program. Yes. Especially if you're
Swedish.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Got over it.
That's all good now.
Yeah.
That's right. It's Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah. Tom Green, tell me very, very deep, personal, touching, poignant stories.
Well, yes.
Mostly about how veins really, in fact, bother him.
I was curious. We were talking a little bit about how it's possible that, you know, a woman can become a prostitute.
Yeah,
it
seems, we talked about
it seems
that.
Somewhat surprising to me that people can get to that place, and it seems so common.
Mm-hmm.
And then we began talking a little bit about how, for some reason, the veins thing disturbs me. For some reason, if I wandered in a room and my girlfriend was, you know, using a vibrator, okay, to pleasure herself in private, I would not be personally jealous or offended.
Unless?
I may even be a little aroused. If I walked in and she was using a dildo, like a rubber dong, you know, with veins on it. When it has the veins.
I think that's primitive.
That I would be angry
males.
About, I think. I would be offended. I would be angry.
I was
jealous.
Some research down at Emory. I've talked about this many times, but one of the things they had you do in these functional MRI scanners as males was look at images of other males.
Yeah.
And all the men had the same exact response. Their amygdalas fired off with a threat response. So even though you don't even subjectively had any experience, I was in a scanner myself.
Right.
And I didn't feel anything, but my brain was going... You know, no.
So there is an actual reason for me to be having a problem with the vein.
And I think we're threatened by one another or something as males. And so when it becomes particularly sexual and the sexuality is bleeding over into your girlfriend, then even if it's just sort of remnant sort of part objects, you know, veins and things.
I've never had an experience with wandering in on some veins, though. I've never had that happen before.
No? It didn't happen when you were a kid or anything?
Never happened.
Jake
no.
wants to know more. Jake?
Hi, I just want to say that both of you are really great people, and Tom, you're really funny.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to ask, I have a question for Tom Green.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you start out with comedy?
Well, I started out when I was in high school, actually. I started doing stand-up comedy when I was about maybe 15 years old, and that was sort of where I started. And I actually started doing college radio, doing a phone-in show that I did for about 6 years in Canada. On
Veinline?
Veinline, it was called. All veins, all the time. It was basically we talked about nothing but different types of rubber and which rubber was the best for making dildos and fake dongs. Did that for a few years, started a television show on community cable, and it kind of expanded in Canada, and then ended up on MTV, so that's what happened, yeah. It was fun. I find it was a fun time because it was when small video cameras were just kind of coming on the scene, and there was a changing technology there, and it gave, you know, people who were just sort of starting out the ability to go out in the street and just sort of shoot a crazy video on their own. You know, that's why I'm kind of excited about what I'm doing with the web now. Everyone's got that ability now, so.
Yeah, I'm personally trying to get into the comedy industry myself.
Yeah, you sound like a deputy. You sound like you have deputy potential.
Well, thanks.
TomGreen.com,
yeah.
Deputy.
Yeah, you could actually put some videos up on my site. What kind of comedy do you want to do?
Same thing you do. Vane, I'm actually building a comedy. Podcast, and I want to get...
Vane and latex.
Do you want to do some Vane stuff?
I just like how you...
What kind of Vane is the comedy that you're...
I kind of like gross humor like you do.
Right, yeah.
And,
yeah, you know, I don't know if... the thing is, though, that kind of had it... The gross thing is arced out now, you know? Like, the whole, you know, because there's gross-out stuff on mainstream television now, so, you know, you can't really top it anymore. So you got to come up with something funny, too, now, unfortunately. It's not as easy as it used to be back in the late 90s.
Well, I think you're so good at it, you kind of,
Yeah, no, I know. I've sucked a lot of cow's udders. Sucked a lot of cow's udders.
This is, That I want that term to replace kissed a lot of frogs.
Yeah.
Just replace it with I've sucked a lot of cow's udders.
Yeah.
Drew, you don't need to know an example of what Jake might think is funny. You don't one example?
I had enough. I got to tell you.
He sounds so funny, though. I know.
It was hysterical. I was dying.
I want to laugh some more.
I had enough. Allison, what's up?
Hi.
Swedish.
My boyfriend wants to be in a polygamous relationship.
My God.
And
a polygamous relationship. How old is your boyfriend? How do you young ladies believe?
You mean he wants to have a threesome? You mean
the load of crap these guys just dump on you?
No, it's not about the sex, really.
Oh, of course not. I've never known a guy for whom it is. So go ahead.
Well, it's going to be two males and me.
Oh my God!
And like
that's not polygamous, is it?
Polygamy refers to marriage.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm talking about maybe multi-partner relationship.
Okay. Why is that a relationship? That's just sex.
You know, the biggest polygamist in recent American history, his name was Tom Green. You know that is
that's
Tom Green,
right
up in
true.
Utah.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
He married like 25 people, the same name as me.
You know,
coincidentally.
Tom Green,
yes.
I've always been afraid to be like overpowered in a conversation by you.
No, don't worry about
it.
Saw
you on TV.
No, you're safe here. You know.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm interested in the relationship. Like, I'm interested in seeing two guys.
Are you a Mormon?
I like guys. Yeah, I do.
You a Mormon?
They say
I'm not Mormon. But I like the idea.
I heard someone say to me the other day that that's every woman's fantasy.
To be with two guys?
To be with two guys at the same time. They'd never... Somebody told me this.
It's kind of a fantasy, really.
I don't think it's everyone's fantasy. I think it's some women's fantasy, and it's obviously Allison's. What's your question, Allison?
Well, I was just wondering, like, if there was, like, some kind of, like, like society ring that has like support and like a way, like a system that they established to go about it. Because I'm not trying to
what
say
the
that.
What hell
like,
are you talking?
She's
about?
Talking about that stupid movie there, Eyes Wide Shut, the worst Stanley Kubrick movie
never
ever made.
Seen that.
Where they all wear the masks and they like high five each other.
Yes, it's all like a sort of a scene from a Venetian masquerade ball.
Yeah.
No.
Allison, what is your question?
Well, my question is, I really don't know. I guess I'm just confused.
Okay. Yes, I get confused.
You're asking if there's somewhere where it's okay. You're looking for a swingers bar. Is that what you're asking about? You want to be a swinger.
I just want to know if it
can
work.
Who cares?
If it could work, that you end up in a relationship with two guys.
Yeah, like could we like have a place together and could it succeed? Like could we all get along?
No, that will not work. And I will tell you from experience. Maybe.
But that could work with a guy and two girls, though, right?
No.
Come on. For a while it could?
No. Mm-hmm.
Come on. For a year?
Oh, for a while it could.
Oh, good.
Yes, for a while. It could for a while. But these situations devolve into chaos. And I've dealt with a lot of patients that try these kinds of crazy things. And it has nothing to do with being right or wrong or what the man tells you or doesn't tell you to do. There's something about intimate relationships that really, when it triangulates, gets messy.
Yep.
And people get hurt. So, enjoy. And in the meantime... You know, whatever. It's up to you.
Start with a girlfriend.
Oh, you think that's the
easy
way to
break it in?
Bring a
girlfriend into the relationship. Break it in like that.
I think she's into the veins. Two sets of veins.
Yeah, I've
veins
never,
actually bother you.
I don't understand. Well, because, are dudes into that? Like, bringing their friend in? Because I can't see myself ever really wanting to share my girlfriend with another dude.
No. That's all very suspect behavior.
Yeah, I mean. that seems a little outrageous to me. I mean, a little outrageous.
I mean, who knows?
The two girls, though, that'd be a good thing, right? That's a cool thing, right? That's fun. That's
Swedish Donovan.
Is that encouraged?
Encouraged. Donovan.
Two women?
Am I on the air?
Yes, Swedish Donovan.
Okay.
Can you believe it?
I'm from a small town called Aquium, Göteborg. It's Gothenburg to English speakers.
Swedish.
And I'm going through a long-distance relationship. I used to live there.
Swedish.
I actually got deported by the Scandinavian government. I actually have the proof. I can fax the proof to you if you want.
Deported? Are you American who had deported?
Yes, but I was living in Aquium, Göteborg.
So you can really speak Swedish very well, yes?
Yeah. Do you want me to speak some Swedish?
Say something filthy in Swedish.
Say a little Swedish, yeah.
Okay. I'll count for just because I'm nervous because I'm talking to the radio. It's Tom Green. He's my idol. Et, två, tre, fyra, fem, sex, åtta, åtta, nio, tio.
How about Donovan?
Not Spanish, Swedish.
No. How about
Spanish?
Tom Green? Oh, okay. Tom Green is my idol.
No. You guys are embarrassing. Say something about a vain dildo or something. Leave me out of this. I want veined dildo talk and
okay.
I don't want that. What have you guys got me saying?
I have a long distance relationship.
What world have I stumbled into? I just caught myself saying I want you to talk about a veined dildo in Swedish.
Okay. Swedish.
Who am I becoming?
Do you speak Swedish?
No, not a word of it.
I can teach you.
No, I don't really care to learn, to be honest with you.
So you're in a long distance relationship, and
I'd like to find out because he's a Canadian, eh? I mean, you're a Canadian, eh?
I am,
so
yeah.
How do you deal with having long distance relationships?
By not having them.
Yeah, I don't think they work. Actually, I don't think it's possible.
You'd have to have a really long dildo.
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, okay. We're going to take a little break.
We lost him. I just started laughing when you said dildo.
No, it was so funny. It was so very, very funny.
It made me laugh.
The guy was funny.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm sorry I lost it there.
Yeah, I think it'll break here. We've got an interesting call coming up. Remember Jen, who called us at the very beginning of the show?
Is that the prostitute or the one with the boyfriend?
The diddler?
The diddler.
The boyfriend, the diddler.
The hillside diddler.
The hillside diddler. The boy that... Yeah. The titillator, the fingering, fickled finger guy.
The veined fiddler.
Who got off on making out with boys when he gets loaded.
Uh-huh. She's,
and Jen wanted to know.
She got her boyfriend on the phone?
He's on the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're...
I just know how I guessed that? My mind went to what the best possible scenario could be that you were about to say.
Uh-huh.
My mind said, no, it can't possibly be the case of what's going to happen. I threw it out there with just a bit of hope in my voice. And you delivered.
It could even get better. I could put him on with Donovan, the hysterical Swedish Donovan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, that would be just over the top, right?
Well, let's find out about the diddling first. Okay. Then we'll throw in the Swede to make fun of the guy.
First, we're going to take a break. Phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. Then we're coming back with John the Diddler.
Yeah, John the Diddler after this.
It's John the Diddler time. It's time for John the Diddler.
And that is Tom Green. He is very excited about this next call to reset.
We had
Jen who called, I think the first call of the night, or one of the opening calls of the night, who complained that her boyfriend made out with guys when he was drunk.
What an opening, by the way.
And grabbed guys in the butt and put his finger in their ani.
Came out of the gates like
flying.
Flying today.
Flying. Swedish.
First call talking about John diddling butts.
And now John has returned the favor by calling himself.
Unbelievable.
So, John.
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
John's on the line now, is he?
There he is. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, so we talked to Jen a little earlier, right?
Yeah, she told me.
Hey, we hear you're a bit of a butt diddler.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Just for jokes, though, huh? Just for giggles?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. You'll be at a party or whatever, and you'll reach over and you'll... Show. You'll reach over and you'll kind of like stick your finger inside one of your friend's, orifices, you know.
Yeah, just kind of inside. Watch him jump. See, look.
Actually, does your hand inside the pants?
Not very often. Sometimes.
What do you mean not very often?
That's affirmative, by the way. That's affirmative.
How does the hand get in the pants? Do you just run at him and thrust your finger into the? Into the
like a finger down the crack or something. Maybe.
Down the crack. How many knuckles deep are we talking about here? Are we talking third knuckle in?
Not in. I don't penetrate.
Now, so wait a minute. Why would you do that for jokes? You're saying for jokes?
Yeah, similar to some of the crazy, like you sucking on a cow's boob.
No, that's a breast. That's a female breast of a beautiful animal, the cow that provides us milk and nourishment. You're sticking your finger up your friend's asses. Come on. Don't even compare me to you. I've done some things that are outrageous before, but I'm not running around giggling and sticking my finger up boys' bums for jokes. Now, look, if I was a homosexual,
well, maybe
that would make full sense.
Would be,
I don't want to party with you.
And she also said that you put your tongue down your buddy's throats.
Maybe once or twice.
But I mean, look, first
again, affirmative. That's affirmative.
But so I mean, but is there some sort of
passionate? I wouldn't like make out with a gay dude.
Because that would make John gay.
Yeah,
I see.
But okay, so I don't.
Then your friends, being such as they are, then they just roundhouse you and pummel you, right? That's what they do.
No, actually.
They're kind of into it.
Usually they play along.
They're kind
of
into it.
Where do you live? What part of the country are you calling from?
Seattle.
You have a, Mike. Is there a banjo in the room?
No. There's a couple guitars in the other room.
Really? That doesn't seem normal to me that your friends would be into that kind of humor.
I guess you just have to be there.
Yeah. Jen's kind of bothered by it.
I think she may just be a little.
I don't even believe it. I think this guy's just. I think you're just making it up because you want to be on the radio. I don't even believe it.
Could you put Jen on the line?
Nah, this guy's.
Let's make sure it's even Jen's boyfriend.
Nah, this guy's making it up.
Let's talk to Jen again. Let's talk to Jen.
No, she's here.
Let's talk to her.
Let's see.
Maybe.
Jen?
Maybe. They want to talk.
She said he was 32, and now he's saying he's 30. That's kind of suspect.
That's way off. Way off. Fantasy. Yeah. Way off.
These ass fiddlers never have good memories, though.
There he is.
Attention to detail.
Jen?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for setting a theme for the show tonight.
Sure.
It was your friend, the bum. It was Swedish and veins. That was the show tonight, right?
Yeah.
Fingers, veins, and Swedish.
I can say ass on the show.
Yeah.
I can say sticking his finger up people's
ass, anus, rectum.
I can say that.
Ass, anus, rectum. Those are all reasonable terms.
On the phone, just to set the tone, to re-clarify for everyone listening, on the phone is Jen, whose boyfriend likes to stick his finger up his male friend's asses. Okay?
For kicks.
For giggles. And,
And his tongue down their throats.
Tongue down the throat, fingers deep up inside.
Two knuckles, we just asked.
What's the conclusion?
The rectal area.
All right. Well, I'm convinced, Jen, that he's sort of a goofball and that he's just doing for shock.
It's goofy. He's just doing it for shock.
Yes.
You don't think it's...
I don't think it means
anything.
Yeah,
because you can hear by his voice. He's just sort of have a strange sense of humor.
I don't trust this guy.
Yeah.
But I don't think that has anything to do with anything.
See, but I did a lot of gross-out comedy in the late 90s, and, you know, I did some stuff like I sucked milk.
I think he's trying to impress
you. I sucked milk out of a cow's udder, you know, once.
That's a beautiful animal.
And it really perturbed and bothered my father because he felt that it looked like I was performing fellatio on television.
Oh, your dad had that conversation?
Yeah, please.
That conversation needs to show up on TomGreen.com. Need a video of that conversation.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to videotape it. He'll have that conversation again. And I mean, look, obviously that was sort of the point. It looked like outrageous to see that on television.
But it was a breast.
But in my mind, it's a breast. It's a cow's breast.
Yeah.
You know, I never crossed the line where I'll, you know, where you actually...
No, you're Tom Green crossing lines?
I never jammed my finger up a guy's ass.
No.
You know? Come on.
Yeah, you're propriety.
That's not comedy.
You
should try it. That's pornography.
What's that?
Pornography.
What's that, Jen?
I said maybe you should try that.
That's outrageous behavior.
You're offending Tom Green.
No, that's
fine. You don't do any of that outrageous behavior.
Not the dude-on-dude ass sort of diddling stuff. Anything else?
So he's not gay?
No, he's not.
No, but he's not a homosexual.
He's not, whatever.
Not
Amanda, what's happening on Tom Green?
I disagree with that, by the way. I think he is a homosexual.
Okay, well, he could be, but this has nothing to do with
it. Is it possible that someone can do that for a joke?
Yes.
How far does that go? Like a finger in a man's behind for a joke is possible, but what else is possible?
Just about anything except...
Like a guy can't give another guy a blowjob.
I think a penis...
For a joke,
penis
right?
In the rectum, we draw the line there.
Is it a joke to perform?
No. Oh, that?
A blowjob.
I suspect not. But penis in the rectum, definitely serious business.
Really?
Definitely.
Then you're veins. You're not
we're
kidding
veins.
Around.
Now we're into veins.
As soon as you're grinding your genitals,
you've established that veins are the boundary. That's that line, and
maybe
now you're into veins.
As soon as there's genitals involved,
It's faint.
No longer a laughing matter.
It's faint.
It's serious.
You established that.
It's
half an
serious
hour ago.
At that point.
Amanda, very quickly, what's up?
Hi, I have a quick question for Tom. I'm actually one of his deputies on his website.
Oh, okay, awesome. Who's
this? Where are you calling from, Amanda?
I'm in Pennsylvania, actually.
Where?
In York, Pennsylvania.
Oh, awesome, Amanda. Now, Amanda. The deputy program's only a week old. It's a very selective group. There's only about 50 of you now. How's things going? How are you enjoying the deputy program?
Oh, my gosh. I love it so much. I think everybody is doing such a phenomenal job. And
how many week program is it?
What's that?
How many week program? I mean, you have to sign up for deputy program. And
yeah, you basically write an email to me, you pitch yourself and talk about some of the fun things that you'd like to videotape and put on the site, and then I'll deputize you. And you know, the reality of it is I've set the site up in a way that I'm actually controlling all of this stuff. So nice. I actually sit at my computer, I log into the server.
Mm-hmm.
If I click deputize when I read your email, it prints up the email with a little sheriff's badge. Do you like the sheriff's badge on the email?
Yeah,
Amanda?
I do. I think they look awesome.
The sheriff's badges look good, don't they?
Amanda, yeah, we have 20 seconds. What did you want to ask?
I
got to
tell you, the sheriff's badges look a lot better than a vein dildo.
Before
that's
he goes
sure.
off on veins again, get your question in. What's your question?
I'm going to be going to cosmetology school, and I was just wondering, Tom, if you need a hairstylist or a makeup artist.
Absolutely, yes.
Especially somebody who's not yet gone to cosmetology school.
Absolutely,
that's
yes.
That's for you.
Come to Los Angeles and
bring your deputy badge, and he'll sign you right up.
Absolutely.
Forget the phone number. It's Tom Green, Dr. Drew here. We're going to come back after a couple minutes and wrap up after this. Tom Green regaling me with his story of woe.
Yes.
When
yes.
he got his ribs broken. And we're going to talk more about that tomorrow night when he returns.
Yes.
For Command Performance, where we once again visit Diddling, Swedish,
My
and
God.
Veins.
My God. Well, that's a good combination. I'm glad Swedish has thrown in there. It wasn't all raunch. It wasn't all raunch.
We can start with that
we'll
tomorrow
We'll start
night.
With Swedish, and we'll move towards veins.
Swedish. Swedish. Swedish.
You know,
Swedish.
Whether that's an
Swedish.
Upward
Swedish.
Or downward Swedish. Spiral, Swedish. We'll determine Swedish. Later. Swedish.
Was there something else we want to talk about quickly before? We've got to go. We got to head out in like 10 seconds.
I just can't. I'm just so happy to be here. I've had such a great time.
Check
Thanks
out
for
TomGreen.com. If you want to, he'll bring in some messages from you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll go. I'm going to go home right now, and I'll check my email, and I'll respond to the emails you guys send me. So that's awesome.
So Tom Green and Dr. Drew will be back tomorrow night. Until then, I'm saying good night and stay well.
Thank what you. World have I stumbled into? I just caught myself saying, I want you to talk about a veined dildo in Swedish.
Okay. Swedish.
Who am I becoming?